Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be committed to you. I'll never leave you. Nothing in this world can make me walk away. No matter what life brings, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be wrong.
That song forever and ever. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want you to know it has to be forever and ever. The love of God has to continue to be in your heart forever and ever and ever. You know why? Because of your eternal life, because where you're headed to. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, I am truly happy to say that I am a child of God. I'm happy to say that you are in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Man, I thank God for it. And I'm going to ask evangelist here, and if she would give us a word of prayer, and then we'll continue on.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. And good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God. Okay, in 1 Corinthians 5, that's my favorite scripture. 1 Corinthians 5, okay. 1 Corinthians 5, in the King James, it reads as follows. 1. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not, so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife, and ye are puffed up and have not rather mourned, that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. By verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I thank God for another blessed day. I want to thank our Father, Lord, for our broadcast and both our pastors. I want to thank you for our listeners that are continuing to strive and to get the word and to live in Christ. I want to thank God for opening up my heart and my vessels and brain and soul on a daily basis so that I can receive the word that is so freely given to us. May we continue to walk and mimic Christ as he would love for us to do. Father, I would like for you to pray for those who, I'm praying for those who would like for you to heal those who are praying to you, those who have asked us to remember that prayer, those who are struggling, those who feel imprisoned, those who are in addiction, and those who are bereaved and shut in. God, give them strength, protect them, give them peace in their heart, and they continue to search for you in this day and time in need. And I want to pray for all those who have been touched by COVID and who are on the first line, who are dealing with jobs that are where they are around COVID. May God protect them and keep them in perfect peace. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. It's a great day in America history. It's a great day because God has answered many prayers. And I just need to say this.
Yeah.
Got to count it all joy now. Got to count it as joy when we fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. So I want to tell you right now, God's word has prevailed. We have a new president in the United States of America, praise God. It's a new order now. It's a new way. There's going to be new heights now. And I ask you all to continue to pray for the new administration, the new president, and trust me, he's going to need all the prayers he can get. He's going to need all the support he can get. Our country is going to have to be turned around, and I just think I think Joe Biden is built to do that. I think all of his years of services, whatever, but here's what I really think. I really think because he is a man of faith. I don't care nothing about no denomination, all that kind of stuff. But I know he's a man of faith. And because he believes, he's showing more about God now than our previous president, or he have shown as much as that previous president as for when he come down to faith. So I thank God for that. I had to say that because, brothers and sisters, God is God done a mighty work in America, and I don't want that to be overlooked by nothing. I want you to know that God is still on the throne, man. He still got his hands on America and what she stands for. So I ask you all to continue to pray and let the Lord know, yes, we want your power. Yes, we want your spirit. And yes, Lord, we want you to be present in our spirit and in our lives. Brothers and sisters, you don't want to do anything without the Spirit of God. Trust me. You don't want to do anything without it. So we'll get into today's lesson. But there was a few things I just had to share with you guys, and that was one of them. And I thank God for it. I've been having trouble trying to get everybody else in here. Pastor, were you able to get in? I'm having trouble, having a little technical difficulties here. It shows me actually who's the thing is whining. But anyway, let's see here. We're going to try something else here. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on here. Technically, we're having a few difficulties, but it's all good, man. It's all good. What they say, in the neighborhood. It's all good because God is still on the throne. And I'm going to let the whole world know what a good God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. It keeps saying server error. So there's a Sarah. Okay, there she go. I think Pastor is in now, I guess. I'm not sure. Are you in yet, Pastor? Okay. Well, we're having some technical difficulties on this end. And we're going to try one more time, see if we can get Pastor in here. Like I said, we're having a few technical difficulties. But, okay, there she go. Pastor. Pastor Bill. She should be in here. Pastor Bale. Okay. Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Okay, you're in? Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. Pastor Bale, you on mute? Okay. Well, we'll finish. You know, in studying this lesson, brothers and sisters, the Lord had me to look at something. And you know, the Spirit has always been here. The Spirit has always had a place in God, with God. He's never become separate from God. They all had different times and different dispensations. But the truth of the nuclear of this, the Bible is a pure revelation of God. And you have to see it like that. It's pure revelation. There is only one God, not three gods. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Eternal Father did not make the Son and the Holy Spirit as his creation at his set time. In other words, God the Eternal Father, the Eternal Son, the Eternal Holy Spirit always have been. The Godhead is a Trinity in unity. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to, let's go back and see if we can get Pastor back in here.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to my point, and I happened to read the 23rd Psalm, and then I saw that word forever, because the Spirit is forever. God's Spirit is forever, brothers and sisters. That's why you want to live in the Spirit. That's why you want to be led by the Spirit. Because it's the time now that the Spirit of God is in charge. He personified himself. He became separate. Now, probably one of the best ways to understand this is over there in 1 Thessalonians 1, let's see, 5 and 23. We're going to go there. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. Evangelist Karen, would you like to, until we're able to get Pastor in here, would you like to read this out of the Messenger Bible? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. You can go there and pick that out of that. See if you can find what 23 is. Where 23 is. Okay. I'll read from the King James Version, and that may help you to see where. For those that don't know, with the Messenger Bible, sometimes they put three and four scriptures together, and we want to make sure that everybody understands what we're saying. So we try to go in and pick out that particular verse. And like I said, sometimes they put four or five scriptures together, sometimes three, sometimes two. So therefore, what Pastor had been doing, she'll go in there and she'll find out what it says. Just like in 23, it says this: "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Yeah. In the Messenger, it reads as follows: "Put ye together spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master Jesus Christ. The one who called you is completely dependable. If he said it, he'll do it. Amen."
Amen. And you got to see this, brothers and sisters. God is a God that's total, but yet he's soul, yet he's spirit, yes, he's body. See, if man can become personified in the eyes of God, why wouldn't God become personified into three parts? So trying to explain the Godhead is not always easy. Trying to explain the Trinity is not always easy. But if you will, the writer said, "I pray your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." We are not three persons, but we are one person. We are three persons in one person. Let me say that again. See, we are three persons in one person. God is three in one. Well, I just thought that was some awesome revelation there. We are three persons in one, just like God is God, three in one. Like you have a spirit, matter of fact, you are a spirit. You have a soul, you live into a body. Yet, three in one. We are not three persons now. I want y'all to hear this. We are not three persons, but a three-in-one person. You is a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. Now, I'm not going to go through all the phases, but your spirit man is the hidden man of the heart. Your soul is your mind. It reasons. Remember when God made us a living soul so our minds could function properly on its own? Your mind can do and have a will. Your mind. Yeah. And amen. Then your body is housed that. So man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives into a body. And that's like so, so important. You know, and I just want to say that I'm not sure what's going on here with this. I can't seem to get anyone else in. But we're going to go with what we know. Praise God. Hopefully. Okay. So, the thing that came to my mind was Psalms 23 and 6. Because, see, the Spirit is forever. First of all, bear that in mind. Because when I'm doing my study, God said, oh, you're teaching about eternal life. Brothers and sisters, you'd be surprised if people are not teaching you to have your eternal life. Really, they're robbing you of that. They're cheating you of that. You are built for eternal life.
Amen.
Let me say that one more time. You are built for eternal life. You're a spirit man. According to some, you're going to see this in there. You're going to see it. You're built for eternal life. Don't let folks fool you or bamboozle you. What you have to do is get in line, get in the right lane here. It says this in Psalms 23 and 6. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. In the Messenger Bible, it says, your glory is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Amen.
That's Psalm 23 and 6.
Psalms 23 and 6.
Yeah, Psalms 23 and 6.
Okay, let's see what he's saying here. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Amen.
Yeah. See, you built to be with God forever. Man, I had to say that a few times to get that. Your spirit, man, is going to live forever. That's why you have to let it be led properly by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I just love that, man. This is a guarantee, certainly. You will be staying with God forever. Not just the days of your life here, but forever until the end. You're planning on remaining with God. And the only way that can happen now, don't let nobody fool you, only way that can happen is you got to stay in God. No reason in St. John, now, and I'm going to show you this too, in St. John 14, the Gospel of St. John 14, we're going to read 1 through 3. St. John 14, 1 through 3. It says this, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Amen. And in the Messenger, don't let this rattle you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There's plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, but I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you. And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking. Amen.
Amen and amen. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? This is like a guarantee. He's preparing a place for your spirit, man. Not for this decayed body. You already have another body. It's waiting on your spirit so it can live forever. This flesh you have is not going to live forever. The mind you have won't live forever unless it get renewed. That's why Romans 12, 1 and 2. So you got to have your, and it's an urgency here too, because he says, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Make it holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know why you want to have your mind renewed? So you can go into your eternal life ready. The next scripture I want to look at is Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. And I just want you to see, brothers and sisters, this is a forever thing. Can I say that one more time? This is a forever thing. This is no temporary. See, the gospel we're preaching is forever. This is a forever gospel. There ain't no watered down stuff here. We're going to start with Hebrews 11, 10 through 16. It says, for he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength, conceiving seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, framed there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky, and the multitude as the sand which is by the sea shore. And when these all died, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Wow. Underline stranger and pilgrim. That's what you got to look at yourself. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they may have had opportunity to have returned, but how they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Hallelujah.
Amen. And that's Hebrews 10 through 16. Abraham did it right.
Hebrews 11, 10 through 16.
Praise God. Okay. Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city and real eternal foundations, the city designed and built by God. By faith, barren, Sarah was able to become pregnant, old woman as she was at the time, because she believed the one who made a promise would do what he said. That's how it happened, that from one man's dead and shriveled lawn, there are now people numbering into the millions. Each one of these people of the faith died not yet having a hand what was promised, but still believing. How did they do it? They saw it way off in the distance, waved their greeting, and accepted the fact that they were transient in this world. People who live in it this way make it plain that they are looking for their true home. If they were homesick for the old country, they could have gone back in the time they wanted, but they were after a far better country than the heaven country. You can see why God is so proud of them and has a city waiting for them. Amen.
This is so precious, but since I don't want to. Did you read all the way down to the 16th?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. See, each one of these persons, they died in faith, not yet having in them what was promised, but they believed in it. They believed that there was a better country. What do you believe in today? Do you believe this is it? Do you believe, like a lot of people, hey, let me get what I can while I can. Let me get a home. Let me get a house. I just showed you God got mansions for you. Why are you selling for a house? Why are you selling for the things of this earth? When God got things that the mind haven't even embraced yet. Haven't even seen yet. And he's telling us, hey, man, there's so much, 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 much better things that lies ahead for you. But you're going to have the same faith that these people had. Your faith has to be in the promises of God. That's where you got arrested at. Your trust is going to have to be in the things of God, and know that there is a better place. But we'll get into it. Hey, brothers and sisters, I thank each and every one of you all, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for Thankful Thursday at the Word at Noon. And whatever God leads, that's where we're going. We may have to finish these scriptures right here. But either way, stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.
God bless.